Now we're going to turn our attention to motorsport and in the world of Formula One. It was another procession last weekend for championship leader Max Verstappen, but at the F1 Hungaroring circuit in Hungary, it was a record-breaking weekend for Irish-owned F3 team RPM Motorsport. And I'm delighted to say that they're back in studio with us again. Team owner Keith Donegan and rookie driver Adam Fitzgerald are here with me. Guys, great to have you back. And we've been following you, as we said we would, for the last few weeks since you got into action. How's it been, Keith?
Yeah, thanks for having us back, Marie. Last weekend at Hungaroring was amazing. We had two podiums with Santiago and Maceo, our Mexican and French drivers. It was really difficult weekend. The times are so tight. I think in the qualifying for the second race, between second and sixth was like 0.007 of a second. So it was quite a pressurising weekend, but we were delighted to come away with two trophies, and it's a good boost in the championship for us.
Absolutely. Two podiums. Like, Keith, when you think of when we were chatting a few weeks ago and the expectations that you're putting on yourselves to experience something like that so early in this journey, must be pretty almost overwhelming, really.
Yeah, I suppose like there's a lot of rumours in the paddock. You'd have a lot of people saying like we're cheating, we're doing this and that, and the politics of racing. But at the end of the day, we're just all so passionate about it, and all the guys are working so well in the team. So we put it all together, and at this point in time, it's going really well for us, and hopefully that will give our second year drivers, a good boost. They kind of need it because it's round three in the championship and it's starting to crank up now in July. We've three rounds over the next month, basically. So in order for us to have a chance at winning the championship, we need them to be scoring podiums in nearly every race now. So it's not an easy ask, but hopefully they can deliver.
No pressure then, Adam.
Yeah.
So how's it been for you? A strong drive for you over the weekend, especially after your injury. Like, you had a back break, and I even sound hearing myself saying that it always just sounds so tough, but that happened in Barcelona. So how's your recovery been going?
Yeah, it's been going well. Unfortunately, like you said, in the first round I had an injury where I fractured three vertebrae, so it wasn't looking good for me. Initially I thought, like, you know, I might be out for the whole season. And the doctors, they didn't know how long the recovery would take. They estimated 7 or 8 weeks. But in my mind, I had 3 weeks until the second round in Barcelona. And, you know, I was going to push for that and see if I could get back. I did everything I could. And I luckily, I did race in Barcelona. But I wouldn't say I was 100%, you know. With the cars the way they are and the force you undergo and the vibrations and everything, it was quite difficult. And I definitely wasn't myself. But as a rookie in the championship, it was great to get the experience and do the second round, because, you know, I've got catching up to do with my teammates and stuff and got a lot to learn. So, yeah.
You're so modest, the two of you. So you placed third on Sunday in the rookie championship. So give us a little bit of insight into that, because it does sound impressive as well.
Yeah, third place are the rookies in the second race in Hungaroring. So I'm one of 10 rookies in the championship out of, there's 34 drivers in total, 10 rookies. So, yeah, I think third was a good progress, let's say, from Barcelona, and we're definitely on the up. I mean, the team did a great job at the weekend, the whole team. Like Keith said, they got the two podiums. The car was great all weekend, and we had two good races from my side, so definitely a positive weekend.
Keith, I was looking at the team standings after the weekend, so that puts you fourth overall in the team championship, just two places behind the Ferrari Academy Prima Racing. Is it possible now to finish top three in just your second season, which would be a really brilliant achievement?
Yeah, I think it is, Marie. It's very difficult. Like, we have, in Prema, for example, they have a Ferrari and a Mercedes young driver. And they've been in this championship for years. You know, they're 25 years or 30 years on the go, and we're just a new team, new kid on the block. So it's difficult. We're going to push to get into the top three. Some teams have 3 second year drivers, so to say we could get first might be a bit unrealistic, but we're definitely aiming for second or third. But our goal, obviously, with Adam is to develop him through this year, because this championship is so close. You're talking 2 or 3 tenths of a second could be 12 or 15 positions. So as Adam develops, we'll see him towards the end of the year starting to score points and starting to fight like the other guys for podiums as well. So yeah, it's real a learning curve, and we're looking forward to seeing how the next few rounds go with him.
Yeah, well, July is going to be huge. So in terms of the overall championship, three race weekends over 4 weeks. You have Spa in Belgium next weekend, then on to Italy for round five, and then back to France 2 weeks later. It sounds like a lot, and it sounds very expensive. Now, I know if Ruby was here, he would be drilling into what's going to set you back, but it does sound like it's going to be quite a testing few weeks, Keith.
Yeah, Ruby loves getting into the figures.
He loves brass tacks.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fairly heavy at this time of year, but yeah, it's motorsport, I suppose. It's never cheap, and you never have that expectation. So, I suppose it's a results-driven business, so we're just dependent on getting good performances and good results. The more often you're on the podium, the more chance you have of attracting partners. So it's been positive over the last few weeks, and you know, we're delivering on what we're saying we're going to do, which is mm-hmm. really important too. And I suppose, you know, there is partners in Ireland and in the UK that we're talking to that want to partner with a team that's successful, or a team that's at a high level or high performing sport. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how we get on that side for the next few weeks.
And does your recent success help then with attracting the sponsors?
Yeah, definitely, Marie. It's huge in racing. You have to be at the forefront mm-hmm. of the grid. Like you even see in the race on Saturday and Sunday, we were fighting hard for the podium and the TV never left us. So obviously that's more exposure mm-hmm. for us, more exposure for our partners, for the brands that are with us. So yeah, it all helps, and the more we win, the more we prove what we can do, the more chance it gives us to progress into F2 and closer towards Formula One. So I suppose people believe more that we're on a journey, that we're not just here to kind of come in and do a good job at this level, that we're here to try and grow, and we're here to take the team to the next level.
Yeah, it sounds good, and it sounds like you're on the right track. For you then, Adam, from a driver perspective, is it just all about points and podiums from here on in?
Yeah, absolutely. The first step for me now is to start scoring consistent points so that at the end of the year, you know, I have a good finishing position in the championship. But my ultimate goal is to be scoring podiums and wins, and that's my aim. You know, hopefully towards the second half of the season, we can get to that level. But now for the likes of the race next week and stuff, it's just about scoring consistent points.
Okay, well, guys, it is exciting. It's been an exciting few weeks just following your progress and fair play. And as you said, you're delivering on what you said you would do. We'll be keeping an eye on you over the next few weeks and into the end of July, seeing how you get on. Exciting times ahead. Thanks, as always, for coming in, guys.